You know, you've gotten the offers before with the NBA. Brad Stevens gets it. Why? Let's take us in the mind of a bright young coach. Why do you think? Why didn't Jay Wright take the offers?
Well, Colin, I think you know everybody's different, but I do think that Brad has the same affinity for his school and his situation that I do at Villanova. I think all of us would love to coach in the NBA, but we have great jobs that we don't want to leave, you know, and if you leave, you might never get that job back. But I think that's the situation for Brad. I don't think he would have left for another college job, but I think the relationship with Danny Ainge, the culture of the Celtics, was one that was really unique to him in the NBA.
By the way, Butler's now moving into the Big East, Jay. A lot harder to win games in the Big East. Could that be part of it?
You know, I really don't think so, Colin, because we had our meetings and in Florida, and Brad was actually, I'm one of the older guys now, man. I'm one of the older guys in the coaches meeting. So very helpful to me in a lot of our organization and planning and some of our work with Fox Sports. So I know he was really excited about it, as we all are. So I just think this is a really unique opportunity. I don't know if he would have left for many other NBA teams. I think it's the relationship with Danny Ainge, what they want to build together, and the culture of the Celtics.
Jay Wright, Villanova head coach, been offered NBA jobs, has stayed at Nova, the Herd on ESPN Radio. Now, many are saying he's young. These NBA players will eat him alive. There's a sense from a lot of college fans that every guy in the NBA is an egomaniac. Is that overstated?
Well, it's definitely a different player-coach relationship. It's definitely different. And there has to be a – Shaq had a great line where he said the coaches have to respect the player's resume and vice versa. The players respect the coach's resume. So the relationship is really unique, and I think that Brad is a really smart guy, and I think Danny Ainge is smart, and that's why I gave him 6 years. It's going to be a little bit of a transition process, but he will figure out how he has to work with the superstars, and then how he can coach the other guys too, because there is a difference.
Jay Boeheim, Coach K, they get to kind of play a little NBA basketball with the Olympic team. They get a feel for it. Then they go back into the security of college basketball. I want to touch on something, Jay, you said earlier about, you know, guys looking at the NBA. College basketball has gotten more transient, Jay. You don't keep recruits as long. Do you think Brad Stevens and other young coaches, because the sports become so transient, the NBA is now more attractive if you get offers?
Well, you know what's interesting, Colin? The two guys you named, Coach K and Jim Boeheim, probably would have been the most successful college coaches in the NBA. Because both of those two, and we've seen what they've done with the Olympic team, but both of those two are outstanding in dealing with players. Even better than I think people know. But college basketball in the springtime, Colin, is getting much like what we're seeing right now in July with free agency. I mean, you actually have to sit down with your players in the spring and see who wants to transfer. And you also are being inundated with calls from other players that want to transfer into your school. So it's getting similar. I wish we could do something in college basketball about the transferring. I think it's a major issue. But I do think that would lead more college guys to look to the NBA.
Are the games that much different? If you can coach, you can coach, right? College or pros?
Yeah, I do believe that. I do believe if you can coach, you can coach. But I do believe there's a learning curve, too. Just a simple thing, Colin. Like, you know, there's no base on out of bounds plays in NBA. Everything's side out of bounds. You know, rarely do you see everything. There's so many time and score situations in the NBA, where in college you can let the flow you can let the flow happen and let players get into a flow a little bit more. There's definitely a different term. There's a different terminology. You know, all the players understand different terminology in the NBA. And then there's the length of the season, and I think we've seen Coach Popovich handle it better than anybody, and how you deal with your veteran players and how you deal with your roster throughout a season. So it is different, but the game is the game, and guys intelligent like Brad Stevens will figure that out quickly.
Jay Wright, Villanova head coach, on Brad Stevens going to the Boston Celtics, pretty much NBA royalty. Good talking to you, Jay. Enjoy your rare vacation.
Thanks, Colin. Good talking to you, buddy.